Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 459 for Monday, July 4th. I'm Phil France-Warkentin. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning in relatively quiet activity as many participants kept to the sidelines with U.S. markets closed today for Independence Day. Canola was down $1 to $2, the November contract down $1.60 at $494.10 per ton. Chicago soybeans and soy oil were down Friday when Canadian markets were closed for Canada Day, and some of today's selling pressure was tied to playing catch-up with the U.S. futures. A firm tone in the Canadian dollar was also bearish for canola, while relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada continued to overhang the market as well. However, there's still a long growing season ahead, and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures tempered the declines. Ideas that canola is looking underpriced compared to other oilseeds also provided support, with the nearby technical bias shifting to the upside. Milling wheat and barley are all untraded. U.S. markets, they're all closed today for the July 4th Independence Day holiday. Soybeans, corn, and wheat were all down Friday, with the grains coming under the most pressure. Larger than expected U.S. corn and wheat acres in a USDA report out last week Thursday have traders adjusting their supply-demand projections for those two crops. Corn area at 94.1 million acres would be the third highest of the past 70 years. U.S. soybean acres will also be larger than originally thought, but that upward revision was expected. When trade resumes in the U.S., attention is likely to get back on weather conditions across the Midwest. Speculators are also still holding large net long positions in beans, but have room to add to those positions when activity resumes tomorrow. Soybeans, they settled at 11.37.5 in the November contract on Friday. That was down 15 cents from the previous day. Corn, it was at 3.60 per bushel in the September contract, and September wheat in Chicago, 4.30 and a quarter per bushel. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France-Warkentin.